All right, welcome back to the TechNet Edge show.
Hey, I survived.
You did. You lived. You lived.
The first week, all done. Second week, done. I'm still here. I must have passed my probation.
You did. I invited you back. You did such a good job with Simon. I thought, hey, you should come and join the news again today.
Well, awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, we have a number of news items, of course. We've got the news and then the technical part.
Right.
For the first news item that I had on the list here was that OneNote is now available for Android. So we've got all of our bases covered with OneNote. We've got all the iPads, the iPhones, the Android slates and phones, and of course Windows Phone, natural integration there, the OneNote client, which is a part of Office. And then my favorite part is the SkyDrive synchronization.
Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah. I use the SkyDrive integration for almost all of my OneNote files all the time on my PC or on my Windows Phone. But I've actually gone ahead and I've shared my OneNote file on SkyDrive with my wife, who then is able to go in and get access to it on her iDevices and on her PC. I have the same one on my phone and also my desktop, so it's like a milk list on steroids.
That's right, grocery list. I do that as well. It's a fun thing to do.
It works out. It works out great. But I've got a news item. You just handed this to me on the way in
there,
here on the
there
studio.
There you go. Yep.
This one is specifically with regards to Service Manager. There was a new Service Manager pack for the cloud that was now released and available. And basically this goes off, it's in the RC candidate stage right now, and it goes off and it allows you to store some additional data types inside the Service Manager database, make some requests on the self-service portal for new virtual machines, new instances and that sort of stuff, and also report on your consumption based on the public Azure as an example, on the public cloud consumption side of things. So it is in an RC right now. We do have the blog post up, you can take a look at, and Travis went ahead and wrote up a little link as well as a place to go off and download it. Link's not all that friendly. We'll have a friendly one for you on the blog post that goes along with this particular episode.
Yep. So if you want your reporting on your different cloud services, you want to do tickets and all kinds of other things there you're all set.
Yep, you got it.
All right. Well, we got one other announcement here this week, and this one is just kind of more of an informational for you.
I like this.
Yes. we've got Office 15. We said, hey, we've got this technical preview. We had a limited capacity for people signing up for that. We quickly met that capacity for people wanting to check out the technical preview. But we also announced when we'll have the beta. So this summer, we're going to have a public available beta for everybody to actually check out the latest
version. And to
clarify,
it's sometime this summer.
Sometime this summer, right? Yeah, sometime
this
summer.
Very clearly written.
Yes.
Sometime this summer.
Sometime beta later this summer.
You got it.
That's right there in the blog. So there you go. You can check it out later.
It's more of a heads up, just being aware that it's out there. We're still working on stuff and where things are going. Technical preview people that are already in the beta and using that particular one, in the preview, love to hear what they're doing with it. But I guess they can't even share that because under NDA.
Yeah. maybe later, right? Maybe in the beta we'll have a lot more, right?
We should.
And
right now it's just a heads up.
That's right. All right. So with that, we're going to close up the news, and then I'm going to go ahead and dive into the technical interview. So stay tuned. All right. This is David Tesar continuing on with the Edge Show and focusing on consumerization of IT. And I am here in the office of Eddie. And Eddie, could you tell everybody a little about what you do at Microsoft?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Eddie Malik, and I've been in the Link engineering group here for about 4 years. And during the 4 years, I've primarily been helping customers adopt the Link technology that we've developed.
Okay, very cool, very cool. So one of the questions that as it relates to this consumerization of IT topic, right, is, well, I mean, what is Link and what does it have to do with this increasing trend we see of consumerization of IT?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you think about Link is essentially an enterprise version or an enterprise communication platform. And it's not just instant messaging. It does telephony. There's collaboration that you can do. For example, if you want to share your desktop with somebody or you're working on a particular document and you need to reach out to your teammates and bring them all into a conference call, you can do that with a click of a button. So it's telephony, it's instant messaging, it's online meetings, it's communicating with context, and we'll show you a whole bunch of really cool things that you can do with Link today. And when you think about consumerization of IT, I really see Link as that glue that brings all the different pieces together. So, for example, you have iPhones and Androids and Windows slates and you name it. And nowadays, you want to work on your own terms. You want to work in your own location, where you, wherever you happen to be. And Link is that platform that can bring all of these things together.
Yeah, I know for myself, I love it where wherever I'm at, I've got an internet connection, I can make phone calls, I can collaborate, I can have meetings. It's pretty nice.
It's changed our lives as we know it.
For sure, for sure. So, you know, there are a lot of other options that people have out there. I mean, what makes Link so unique or special in this space?
Yeah. Probably too many things to list out here.
Of course,
but,
of course.
But, you know, I could definitely say some of the key things. One is people absolutely love that it's integrated into everything. So it's integrated into the way you work. When you're using Outlook, you can see the presence of people. You can initiate IMs with the entire group. You can initiate phone calls with them if you want. And when they get that IM, they can actually see who's talking to them about what. Same thing with SharePoint and all the other Microsoft applications. The other interesting thing about it is that same integration that we have with our applications, you can integrate into your line of business applications. So hospitals, for example, or police departments, or manufacturing companies, or financial companies, they've all figured out ways to integrate it into the way they work, so you don't have to switch modalities. And that is very, very powerful. And then, of course, you know, all the different devices out there. We have clients for pretty much every major smartphone manufacturer out there. So there's a whole bunch of different components to it. People love the UI, people love the integration, and people love that it's extensible.
Very cool. Well, I think that the best way to really show people what this can do is to give them a demo. So can we just dive in and show what Link can do?
Yep, and it's not just one demo, so we'll give you
That's
lots
right.
of demos.
We had lots of demos. We got them all queued up here. Let's do it. All right.
Okay. All right, so you remember earlier we were talking about how this is integrated into the way you work. So here, for example, I'm looking at your SharePoint site, and you'll notice that there's a presence icon here. And if I click on the presence icon, I can see all this information about you and initiate an IM or telephone call. So this is an example of how this is integrated. And to show you sort of a use case scenario that we use all the time, is typically when you get an email and you want to talk about something. The presence icon is also here, and I can actually click to start an IM with you. And what you'll notice is when you get an IM, you'll get a little toast that says, you know, Link demo today, so you know that Eddie wants to talk to you about this particular thing. The other thing I could do is I could also call you from here. So I can call your work and it initiates an instant phone call.
Yeah, and then I can see right here on my other device here that's actually trying to call me. If I were to pick that up, I can actually have a phone call from my computer.
Yeah. So, so I think that was one example. Oh, yeah, so the other thing I wanted to show you is Link also has a built-in skill search capability. So, for example, if I type in, you know, technical evangelist for consumerization of IT and do a search under skill, it'll search the company directory and it'll find the right person. And obviously, in this case, it's David.
There we go. There I am.
Yeah. Okay, another really cool thing about Link is the ability to join meetings from anywhere with a single click. So, for example, here I've got a meeting with David right now. And all I have to do is click on Join Meeting. And you'll see what happens is I'm actually going to select that I want to join meeting using Link. And
that actually happens to automatically integrate with your phone that you have there. Yeah. But but you could change the device if you wanted, right?
Yep, absolutely. So I had to set it up to give me an option because I like to choose whether I want to take the meeting on my phone or whether I want it through Link or whatever. But now, if we show it on your phone, you can see what the experience would be like for David to join the meeting. Let's assume that he happens to be somewhere else.
Okay.
And he's going to be joining the meeting from a telephone.
Okay. So let me show that. I have an iPhone here that I actually joined up to Link. So I've got this iPhone here. Let me get it kind of squared up here. All right, and so this is my meeting. So let me first go to the home page of this. You've got my info here, so I can set my status on the iPhone.
you know, I'm going to go back into Link here. And then you also have all your contacts that are from Link. I've got conversations here, and I also have meetings. So one of the other nice things is that if I want to connect to a meeting, I can just click on here, join meeting, and it's going to actually call me back. So this is also really nice. If you're doing international things, I can use the phone button here. I could make a phone call international, and I could have a local phone call. Now, I happen to have my actual SIM card installed on my Windows phone, so if I were to answer this, I'm actually now joined to the meeting on my cell phone. And when we actually look up on this window here, you can actually see that I'm joined to the meeting, and I'm not just a random number. They actually know where, they know who I am, and there we go.
Very cool.
Yeah. So what about the other thing that I have a question on is you know, third-party integration with Instant Messenger. So what if I, let's say for instance, am on, I'm not on my work email, and somebody's really just trying to get a hold of me, right? I'm on my personal Hotmail or personal, you know, Yahoo account or whatever. What can business contacts contact me there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We get that quite often, right? So Link has the ability to connect with all kinds of different IM networks. So for example, we federated with Windows Live Messenger. And with Windows Live Messenger, you can even do audio and video. So if I add you as a contact or you IM me, then we can have a conversation between Link and Windows Live Messenger. We do the same thing with AOL and Yahoo and of course Kinect. So imagine, you know, you're sitting in front of the Kinect, somebody else is using Link, they can see each other's video. And of course, the million-dollar question, are we doing that with Skype? And of course, that's one of the first things that we're working on is federation between Skype and Link so that both users can talk to each other.
Yeah, that's great.
And we can actually show you a demo of that.
Yeah, maybe not Skype, but yet. But how about here? I'm gonna be, let's say, on my Android slate here. I've got the Motorola Zoom tablet. Of course, I've got a couple Windows tablets too. But we're just to show you here. I'm logged into just a third party messenger program here, and what we're going to show is an actual conversation here that I'm having with Eddie.
So let me actually ping you here. So
yeah, sure.
So yep. you can meet the IM.
Yeah. Let me close all the conversations so then I can see a new one coming in here. So let me just show you here. I'm on the, just so you can see it's Android. And let's go back into my messenger program. Oh, there we go. Looks like I got a message from him. And let's see what he's telling me here. Oh, and it continued my thread from earlier, but it says here, hey, hi, how's it going? And let me just say, doing this demo now. trying to film and type at the same time here. All this, there we go. All right, so I just typed that in. I need to ask you about consumerization of IT. Well, I'm your man. And let's go see this, what it looks like on the other side though, right? Because you could just be on whatever. But as we see here, you're actually on Link. There we go.
Yeah, and cool. I think you actually need four hands because you're filming, focusing, typing, and logging in at the same time.
Hey, that's the skill of an evangelist, I guess. Yeah. I don't, yeah. Match practice. But yeah, that just shows you the power. And just being able to, I'm really excited once we get the Skype integration because it's just, you're going to have the full connectivity of everything there.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, for sure. So that really shows a number of demos on interoperability with a lot of devices and the built-in integration with our existing products. What about all the, you mentioned there's a lot of partner integration scenarios, so what can we show there?
Yeah. So I think one of the most incredible capabilities of Link is that we've built an extensible platform inside of it. And what that means is we've worked on, since day one, building in a set of APIs and a platform that customers and partners can use to build applications inside their own business workflows. Right? If you think about how communications is evolving, it's no longer going to be just, hey, I want to send you an IM or initiate a phone call. It's going to be something along the lines of, I'm a physician, I'm looking at a particular patient and an x-ray, and I want to bring in a radiologist to get a second opinion. And you don't leave that context. You do that directly from within your apps. And there is so much stuff that you can do with Link. It's incredible. We don't have time to show all of that, but we're going to show you a couple of things. And so the first thing I want to show you is this conversation window extension framework. That's kind of a mouthful, but essentially what it is it allows you to extend the Link client itself to include your applications. So I'm going to open up a IM window with you here, Dave T.E. And let's say, for example, you speak Spanish and I speak English.
Hola.
The only words I know is ¿cómo estás? But I want to actually have a real conversation with you. So I can launch this conversation translator here. Okay. And in this case, I've already specified, hey, I'm an English speaker and you're a Spanish speaker. So I'm going to start typing to you in English. And we say, hi, Dave, how are you? I have a question. And you can see the moment I hit enter, it translates it to, hola Dave, ¿cómo estás? Tengo una pregunta.
Okay, well, let's look on my device and see what that looks like here. First of all, you invited me to a conversation, so I'm going to say, okay, I want to accept that. And then it says, hola Dave, ¿cómo estás? Tengo una pregunta. And then I can say back, well, let me see here.
¿Cómo estás? You can say muy bien.
That's right, I can say muy bien. All right, I've got my keyboard here. Muy bien. Okay, so I just typed that in Spanish. And let's go back to, that's on my one of my Windows slates, my Asus Windows slate. And then let's go to back to your deal. And so there we go. Very yeah. well.
And here you see it, right? And I can also listen to this as well. So you know, if I unmute my speakers here, you can actually play this text.
Very well. Okay.
Text-to-speech right there.
There we go.
But see, that's just one example of the types of things that you can do. We have hospitals using this to do approvals and for nurses to communicate with doctors. There's manufacturing companies who are using it to communicate context about machines and all kinds of things that you can imagine, right? So I want to show a couple of other things
sure.
as well. And the next thing I want to show you guys is this concept of bots. So Link has the ability for you to build what's known as a bot. And a bot is essentially a short for a robot. And a robot is a piece of software that sits in your contact list and acts like another human being that you can actually communicate with. And so somebody on the Windows team actually wrote this Windows Sustained Engineering bot. And it's a very clever bot. So if I want to start a conversation with a bot, you know, I can say hi. And you can see this is a happy bot. So he says,
hey, what's up?
That's right. So I'll say, not much. How are you?
Oh, wow. They can't complain. The bot can't complain. All right.
Cool. Okay.
But what else can you do that might be useful here?
Okay. So I'll ask the bot, you know, how can you help me? And when I say that, it brings up this entire list of capabilities that it has. And for example, if I want to check the weather in Washington State or in Redmond, so I can do weather for Redmond here. And you can see he's got a little sad face because you know it's always raining over here in Washington. So that in a nutshell is like the most basic concept of a bot. It's a piece of software that can communicate with you. And there are some very, very clever uses for bots. This was kind of an interesting one, but the Windows team, what they actually use it for is to find out who owns a particular component. You know, you can imagine in Windows there's thousands of components, mm-hmm. and you need to find a component owner for TCP/IP in the networking yeah. stack. this thing will find it for you, no matter where you are.
It makes me think about the cha-cha service, but except for corporations.
That's
kind
right.
of almost, yeah, or our own written personal Siri kind of thing.
That's right. That's right. And you can imagine, right? Companies are using this to do things like notifications and alert systems and expert finders and other scenarios. And so, speaking of expert finders, I'm going to show you that.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
let's see it.
So here's a very sort of creative and useful use of a particular bot. And this particular bot is called I'm an Expert. And I'm an Expert is this bot that I can pretty much ask any question in the world, and it will parse my question. It'll do some natural language processing on it. And it will then determine who the expert is that should answer that question. And it'll ask them, hey, Eddie's asking this question. Do you want to answer it? And so essentially it goes, it looks at my question, it finds the expert, it connects us together.
Yeah, so the difference here would be is that the back end has real people inside your company actually connecting you. So, but it's intelligent about what you write and connecting it to the right people to help
exactly.
answer the questions.
Exactly, it's like crowdsourcing in a way, right? So I'm going to ask about consumerization of IT. So let's see. Who can help me better understand the consumerization of IT trends? And so I'll submit that question. And so what this bot just did was, hey, it's just pinging me right there. What this bot just did was, it actually found, it parsed my question, it found the expert, which is you in this case.
Okay. Okay, so what I see here is that I get a little IM pop-up saying, hey, I'm an expert. Who can help better understand IT trends? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose and say, yes, I can help with that. And it says, thank you for helping. You're now in a conversation. Hey, what questions do you have for me?
Sorry. Okay.
So there we go. I'm the consumerization of IT expert. He just typed that question and it came right to me, and I now am responding and interacting to help this person out.
Okay, so let's show a little bit of what the back end of that looks like. What happens is we have as part of the Simon Expert system, you can define a profile, and in your profile you can put, you know, what you are an expert in, as well as other websites, so it can go and scrape your SharePoint site and other kinds of websites about you. And then this is how the system identifies that you're an expert. And you can actually see the questions being answered real time. So in this case, you know, this question was answered by Dave, and you can see the entire conversation here. And what we find customers doing is essentially taking this data and attaching it to support cases and or medical records information or sales information, right? So it's a very powerful way to use bots.
All right. Well, this has been very cool. Lots of good demos. Link can do a lot of stuff. I'm sure there's a lot more to show, but we only have a limited amount of time here on the Ed Show. So, what would you recommend to folks who want to know more about Link?
Yeah. First thing I'd do is, if your enterprise already has Link and you have a mobile device like an iPhone, Android, or Windows Phone, you can download Link today. It's also available for the iPad as well. So this is available today, and you can just essentially sign up and off you go. The other thing is that if you want to try Link out, the best and the easiest way to do it would be through the Office 365 system that we have. And you can get a trial account there, and you can pretty much get most of the capability through that trial account for Link that you would get in the on-premise product. And of course, if you're a partner or a customer who is interested in building applications or integrating applications into your workflows, then we have tons of resources for you to help you get started down that path.
Awesome interview, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
So what's up next?
Thanks. Well, next week, we'll stay tuned for another episode of The Ed Show. We're going to have to just keep you surprised on what that is.
And don't forget, if you want to interact with us, you can always interact with us either in the comments for this particular post.
Or at TNEdge, tweet us, and we'll be happy to send comments or, you know, maybe they can guide us on what you want us to see, right? Who do we want to interview?
Who actually tweets on that one? Do you guys tweet on that one?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I haven't given the credentials for it yet.
But when you unleash
the Rickster
on that. Right after this show, you're going to have access. There you go.
Right on.
All right. Okay, well, till next week.
Have a good day. Cheers.